This is the high class dirt bags.
Lip bitch. Lip bitch. Hey.
Okay.
Hey, how late am I though? Like super late?
Yeah, about an hour and a half.
You know about how late am I though? You is drunk.
I'm super drunk, right?
Late ass job.
Late ass job.
Blind ass job.
Alter ego.
Right.
Late ass.
But we get over. I got a mint though.
With a Kawasaki.
Currently playing St. John 3 Below from his first project, Collection 1.
St. John?
Yeah.
That's peace.
Yeah.
Shout out St. John.
Yeah, that's peace.
We see you, baby.
Dope.
Shout out YouTube viewers.
Shout out everybody, baby.
Yeah, Instagram.
Shout out
everybody.
Atlanta influences everything. They joining the podcast. What up, people?
What up?
That's family.
Atlanta influences everything, man. Shout out to y'all, man.
We just getting started.
The warm up.
We listening to some tunes.
Some tunes for your head top.
Yeah. Vibes.
Let me silence my phone. Shit.
Saxophone.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What we talking about today, yo?
What we on? All kinds.
Gunshot, bullet, gun noises.
Dead him.
Yeah.
Max, dead him.
We'll be back.
Got him.
What episode is this?
I believe this is 24.
24th episode?
Damn, we 24 in.
24 in, damn near. 1,000. Something listeners, thank you.
24 feel like work, 2. It feel like the second episode listeners? To me. Yeah, it don't even feel
we're
like it's 24.
There, we had like 800 listeners, man. Thank you to 800 folks. Cool.
Yeah. Let's run it up, though. Let's run it up.
Yeah, keep moving. Keep it moving.
Yeah, man. So I am Olansky. One eye in person, three eyes on Instagram.
Hey.
Who's on the show today?
It's always going to be me to the right. Your boy JR, J Dot. _ ACDB on IG. Follow the High Class Dirtbags clothing line and the podcast. We got some shit cooking. I'm cooking some shit up.
Hoodie season.
We're about to hit y'all with some ill shit.
It's
so, you know, follow all of that.
And you already know who this is. Your boy Fling Speed, your bitch, you.
You're.
AKA Mr.
That's enough for me.
You're
baby mama's favorite.
We got your boy. Jaffy Mo God Body, a.k.a. Lion Ass Joff, because I tell the truth.
A.k.a. Late today, ass Late Ass Joff.
Late Ass Joff today, baby.
Late Ass Joff today, baby.
You
did.
Oh, man. And
I can proceed.
This is the High Class Dirtbags Podcast. Once a motherfucking again, drop that bomb on these niggas, man.
Y'all can't even hear that yet. Y'all can hear it after we put it on YouTube, but you can't hear it on the live.
Sorry, Instagram live.
We dropping bombs.
We definitely dropping bombs. Okay. All right. So today we started off the podcast with St. John 3 Below.
Okay. That's a song, not a verse.
That's a song from his first album, Collection 1. Shout out to him once again.
That shit
we do not own
too.
The rights to any of that music.
That shit was real.
And the reason I chose to start this episode of our podcast off with that song in particular, because I was thinking back on my younger years, you know what I'm saying? When I was free and wild, and in the lyrics to the song triggered some thought.
Okay.
He said
a lot of shit.
My heart is 3 below 0. I ain't trying to be nobody's hero. And I thought of a quote instantly from The Dark Knight. It was, you either die a hero or live to see yourself become the villain. Right?
Somebody got to be the bad guy.
Yeah, somebody got to be the bad guy. So, and the reason I thought about that is because I was thinking about when I would have relations. You know, one night stands or whatever the case may be. And after I bust that nut, I'm just like, yo, well, what you about to do?
Is it they love you till they hate you type shit?
I don't know, but like, I just felt like a villain, you know what I'm saying? Like just, it made me feel like the bad guy because it's like, damn, I know you probably had some misconceived preconceptions.
Oh, you saying like after you smash, you trying to kick her out?
So is that saying, like, after you smash, is like where you go?
Yeah, you like kicking her out.
Yeah, like all right, well, then you start making all kind of excuses. Well, shit, I gotta work at like 3 a.m.
I gotta pick my homeboy from.
Yeah. See, what you gotta do is you gotta know, you know, going into it, you don't want her to stay the night, and you ain't trying to spend the night at her crib, so you already got your exit.
It's like what you about to do right now.
Yeah,
like,
that's what like, I said. Usually,
we done.
What you about to do?
We came to the end of the
road. Or not necessarily just like what you about to do, but like what you gotta do today.
Yeah,
right.
When a nigga hits you with
what
that
time
line,
you gotta work in the morning.
No matter if it's just you
be getting home
and a chick or you and your homeboys, that means, yo, man, I'm tired of being around you. Like, it's time to dip. Like, what you got going on today?
So what you got going on for the rest of the day?
I always repeat like that.
We not about to lay up for the rest of the
day. So, like, I'm done. What you about to do?
Yeah, we not about to lay up.
You ain't got no extra curriculum?
Do not let a motherfucker hit you with the what you about to do.
I said, what you about to do?
What you about to do? What you got going on?
I hit him with that. Damn.
What you got going on after this?
Right, shit.
I said that shit like
when
three
you going
times.
After you
damn,
leave
I
here.
I gotta go to work in the morning.
Oh no, that's what you hit him with. You say what you doing after you leave here? Then like you know you trying to see what she got going on, but at the same time like you are leaving here. You
it's
know
like
I mean?
Yo, your time is done.
Yeah, like you are leaving.
We up, right?
You
okay.
Out this motherfucker.
High class dirtbags, Jeffy Moore.
Yeah, man, that shit crazy, man. Tactics. You be sitting there like, like damn. I know I'm a good guy in my story, my regular, normal, day-to-day story, but right now I feel like a villain.
Because, no, you can't just be like, hey.
I've always been a villain, my guy.
You can't just be like, yo, you got to go. I'm sorry. Yo, you got to go.
I don't mind being that villain, though. Yeah. Like,
you
I don't
do,
give a fuck.
You, have
but,
you done that,
but the
though?
Thing is,
like, you got
to
go?
To go back to that quote. You got to go. To go back to that quote. Don't you?
Because they respect what's real. It's
do
like,
you
yo,
ever remember?
Like, you got to go.
You got to go.
Do you ever remember a time as a young person, do you ever remember a time when you were like, you know what? I'm always do the right thing, and like you know, I'm a, if I
remember that
wrong,
shit,
you know
but
I might have thought it, but I knew
through life atrocities, it's like fuck that.
I knew I wasn't gonna be shit.
Fuck out of here. You say you knew you wasn't gonna be shit.
Well, I'm gonna be shit.
Yeah, I realized that at your early age.
So why fight it? You know what I mean? Why fight it?
More so, me, I had them trials and tribulations, but now it's like I'm good.
I realized at a young age that somebody got to be the bad guy.
Yeah, somebody.
Okay. I mean, so you like somebody got to be the bad guy? You willing to be the bad guy?
Why not me?
I feel like it's trial and
error.
But
how bad of a guy are you willing to be?
You gotta be a villain.
No.
Shit. You ain't somebody gotta be the villain.
Niggas say somebody got. You gonna somebody be a villain be in somebody's villain. Story anyway, right, so it's like, fuck so. It.
Yeah, I got you. Like,
I get what you're saying,
guys. Is you Joker or is you fucking Riddler? Like, you know what
I'm Joker like a motherfucker.
Joker was a hard ass. I'm gonna laugh at your ass.
Throw
you in the fire and laugh and light
right.
A cigarette on the your flaming body.
Just for
the Riddler, not necessarily gonna kill you. You know what I'm saying? He might just torment your brain. Like, who are you?
So, what y'all sipping on right now?
Oh, that's
I'll be the Joker.
I got all kind of whiskey in this month.
Oh, okay. I'm a pre-buzz, but it's good. It's good. It's good. I got some water. Got some H2O.
Undisclosed gym. Undisclosed shit.
Okay.
Michael Myers.
Oh, yeah, man.
Y'all just tuning in. This is High Class Dirtbag, yo.
You done? No?
I kind of raised on mic, but fuck it, you know?
It's rustling.
I like this setup, yo.
Get it right.
I like this setup right here. It's kind of nice.
You good. I'll just tilt it back.
My nigga. So anyway,
welcome.
Like I was saying, before I had to fix JR's mic.
Tell other people to watch this shit too.
Oh yeah, man, you gotta fucking tune in to the High Class Dirtbags podcast, man, because we doing
please
all kinds of shit, man. So like, we started off with villains.
Niggas,
you know what I'm saying?
Niggas is here.
We are the motherfucking villains sometimes of other people's stories. You know that's a good
you
fucking point.
You always a villain in somebody's story.
That's a good fucking point.
Oh, so you're saying like you might be five chicks, like be like,
you can be the hero in somebody's story, but in somebody's story, you's a fucking villain.
Yeah, you're the bad guy.
Like no matter what,
that's what I'm saying. Who's you willing to be? Who is you willing to be, though?
I mean, it's in the case of where it don't really matter, because in that space, if you the villain, you the fucking
villain.
You're just
the villain.
You know what I mean? Some people going to make you out to be that villain. Some people going to make you out to be that hero. It's just perspective. You know what I mean? So.
True. Nah, it is, though, man. So that's why, I mean, you just got to not give a fuck what other people think, man.
Hey,
sometimes.
Yo, I met don't fucking Tracy it, Morgan.
Yo, how was that?
I met Tracy Morgan yesterday. He was like, yo, this my nigga Joff. It was wild. It was funny.
Shout out to Tracy Morgan.
Nigga say, yo, this is my nigga Joff. Hold on, man. I gotta take a drink break, man. This episode, we do not have a bartender.
So oh, if you want to volunteer and be a bartender, come have. Yeah, we need you can smoke that. All you want, and you can drink all you want.
One of these episodes, we got a bartender lined up.
Somebody will order you a pizza or something.
Pizza would be great.
This nigga.
Yeah, you can do all the rounds. You can get the food for everybody.
We just need somebody serving drinks.
Pizza would be great right now.
This shit about to take off, so we're going to need an intern and shit.
Right.
Think it ain't. You think it ain't?
What we talking about today?
You think it ain't?
What we talking about today?
Oh, so okay, back to this hero shit. You can't save everybody either.
No, you can't.
And I know, like, before we even talk about chicks on this, like, I specifically want to talk about, like, homeboys and shit, like, close friends, niggas you grew up with.
Family.
You know what I'm saying? Like, family, you know what I'm saying? Like, because, I mean, that's a hard fucking thing to finally realize, like, dog, like, I can't do nothing for this.
No, it's not just to women. It's to everybody. Like, you're going to be a villain or you're going to be a hero to everybody. Yeah.
But specifically, let's talk about specifically women.
Women.
Being a hero to women, because I say this because
if you're not what they perceive to be, this look clean listen, cut guy.
But listen, because you got a lot of women that they already got a preconceived like notion on who they want to fuck with or like the type of nigga they want, and then a lot of them got issues with other niggas or they got daddy issues.
It's a lot of daddy issues going on.
You don't know what kind of daddy issues you're going to run into.
I get penalized for a lot of fucking daddy issues, bro.
You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of mama issues. Reciprocals.
It's a lot to do with what the mama projected to them, and now they perceive it as just what a man's supposed to be type shit.
Now,
and they put you to hell.
So now, do you want to save somebody from that situation? Like, is you saving somebody from that?
Like,
that's mental illness in a way. Like
my shorty now, she had both parents, but they dipped out type shit. Mm. But at the same time, she gathered what she needed. You know what I mean? So, but I do occasionally bump into some chicks, like, you know, before.
See what I'm saying? Like, you might run into a joint, like, you vibing, you cool, y'all mad cool, like, everything is dope. But she don't know how to do certain regular shit. And you gotta kinda save her from her own life. Save her from herself. Like she don't know how to balance money. So she know some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like she don't know how to hold down a job. Like, well, willing to save that?
I mean, I don't know, man. I haven't been in that position. So like
my shorty runs shit like a business.
The motto of the RPA
is educate and motivate.
Oh, so you so okay? So you don't.
So regardless, we gonna educate and motivate you.
So if she come in ignorant, she gonna come out with some game.
Yeah, exactly. So the next guy who that's you know, right. the next guy who get us, you know,
it's only
be,
right. Like if you fuck with her, you supposed to bring her up.
Yeah,
upgrade her. Like you know what I'm saying.
Course.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, you don't gotta be there forever.
But you,
know you
can't be running around saving everything.
No, I mean, hell no.
Saving everybody.
You can't save everybody.
I don't care how much bread you got.
You save those that's viable.
I don't care how much bread you got. You can't run around.
That's why superheroes logic so far. You gotta save everybody. Some bitches ain't worth saving.
Not necessarily everybody, but every girl you deal with, you ain't got them.
Everybody you deal with, because some can be a casualty, because now you're a sucker at this point.
Like,
nah,
some
can be a casualty. It's not even about just
some
chicks,
don't
bro.
Be saved.
It's about,
bro,
it's about,
bro, exactly.
It's about
some don't want to be saved.
Some
at all.
People don't want to be saved, dog. Some people don't want to be saved, dog.
But those are villains. They're the villain themselves.
Exactly.
You know what I'm but that's what I'm saying.
They
though,
the,
like,
they the villains in the making.
Yeah,
I mean,
like some people just don't want to be saved. So you just gotta keep it moving. You can't be the hero of everybody's story.
Some people just want a pity party.
Yeah, exactly.
Me personally, you know what I'm saying? Me personally, like, fuck it, dog. I knew I wasn't going to always be able to be the hero in everybody's story, so I said, fuck it. I'm going to be, you know what I'm saying, me. You know what I'm
saying?
Whatever
that
can classify.
That's all you can do.
I'm not saying I'm no hero. I'm not saying I'm no villain.
Make decisions for yourself.
I'm a survivor.
Can't make decisions based off of what everybody
I ain't
else
no villain, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't no hero neither. Like, nigga say, I ain't no role model. Like, you might put a nigga in a position to be a role model, but... Right. Niggas ain't asked for that.
I mean,
you can't hold a nigga to that. Like, I don't blame niggas. Like, if they just want to be they self and not watch everything they say, everything they do, cause shit, nigga, I ain't asked to be looked up to. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna do what I do. Look up to me in that aspect. Like, if I'm putting up 50 points, look up to me in that. But don't worry about what I'm doing in my personal life.
Yeah,
you dig? Like that ain't for you.
Hell no.
So
yeah, yeah, the motherfuckers forget superheroes got personal lives, you know what I'm too. Saying? When they take that cape off, they got personal lives.
They ain't never show niggas going to the bathroom. But the niggas have to take shits too.
Yeah, dog. That's why you gotta sit there and be like, shit, boy. That's why niggas be putting certain celebrities on pedestals, you know what I'm saying? My dog LeBron going through a lot of heat right now because of his comments. I mean, probably rightfully so. I didn't even really look at the story. I just been hearing about it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, but people forget. People are people, dog. Just because he's a superstar don't mean he ain't a person.
You're real shit.
No, I see him. He a man first.
You going to go through them trials and tribulations.
You a man first, man. At the end of the day, and if you stand for anything, you got morals and you got a strong backbone, you ain't going to let no position that you in change you from who you are.
You know what they say? Power corrupts power, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Say something in, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, that's what it is, man. Shit, motherfuckers get to these certain celebrity, you know what I'm saying, peaks of celebrity, dog, and so used to get hearing yes that, you know what I'm saying, they think everything they say is golden. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, not everybody's the hero at every time, dog, so don't try to always be the hero. Sometimes you got to make sure you survive. Like, shit. Sometimes you got to make sure you straight, dog. You can't save everybody.
Cover your own ass, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Save the world.
Shit.
Cover your own ass. Unless you got kids and shit, then you okay. Yeah, you know.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, obviously, if you got kids and you trying to save your own ass, you trying to save it for them kids. Yep.
You the hero to them kids.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's easy to do that. It's easy to do that. Especially if you're a dad.
Right.
Dad's always come out on top. Dad's always come out on top.
Hell yeah.
Like, by default.
By default, because we fun.
Like, I'm the fun one.
We the fun ones. We didn't escape from the fucking society that they placed in shit.
Yeah, I'd rather be dad.
My oldest boy hit me up all the time, like, always want to do fun shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. That's dope, though.
Yeah, it's peace.
That's needed, though.
It's peace, because I give him structure, but at the same time, I give him fun. You know what I mean? And his mom give him that. That friendship shit. He don't want friendship. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He don't want that shit. He want that. He want that guidance.
Nah, man. I heard some real shit though. Like, dude was telling me, he was like, matter of fact, it was Terry Crews, man. Shout out to Terry Crews. He was saying some real shit on one of his interviews. He was like, yo, the reason he got into video games and became a professional gamer
because
his kid was in the video games. And he remember being young, and he would tell his dad, you know, come do this, and his dad would always be uninterested or give some excuse. And, like, he made a good point. He never wanted to make his kid feel like he couldn't be there and, like, you know what I'm saying, wasn't interested in the same things he was interested in. So that's, you know, that's been a goal of mine.
That makes sense.
Way before I even heard that Terry Crews,
interview.
You know what I'm saying? That's just been subconsciously. That was just built into me, like, you know what I'm saying, to always just make sure that I can relate to my kids can relate to me, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Because I think that's a big part of things, too.
You don't want them growing up thinking they can't talk to you about certain shit.
That's when that secret shit comes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's when the niggas start going, sneaking out and shit. Taking your car, bringing bitches to the crib.
Yo, what's up, little dude?
And if you got little girls, it's even worse.
What's up?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to protect that neck, nigga.
You got to protect that neck, son. All right, man, we're going to switch it up, man. Speaking of protecting that, I know we talked a little bit about Wu-Tang on the last couple episodes, but we're going to keep it going because that Wu-Tang show is fire. Like, matter of fact, man, look here, boy.
What you waiting on?
I don't know what
look
you
here,
waiting on.
Drop a bomb for that motherfucking Wu-Tang, man.
That shit up all time. My favorite TV shows of all time. That's one of them right there.
That shit fire, man.
Because it's my favorite group of all time. Right, exactly. I got to ride with that. Man.
Yeah, exactly.
That shit fire, man.
I got to ride with that.
So we was talking before the show. We was talking about Wu-Tang, you know, because obviously the show's fire or whatever. But we was talking about who do you think is the most expendable member of the Wu-Tang?
That's tough, man.
Oh, yeah.
Rap-wise,
niggas in the group.
What nigga did you think that you don't have to fucking listen to his bars? Like, all right, I'm good on his bars.
I thought about this a long time, bro. I already have my answer because I thought about this for so many years. And Master Killer, based on the fact that you never heard a lot of Master Killer verses. He got a solo album, but a lot of people ain't heard it. And his shit is a lot of his shit is based in like intelligent metaphors and shit like that. And he really don't follow no cadence. You know what I'm saying? He just basically talking.
That's the high chief,
Jamel Arif. You know what I'm saying? Jamel Arif.
Bah, bah.
So,
damn, dog. I had
I mean,
This one hard.
Everybody else is necessary. Because if you don't have Master Killer in the song, you don't really notice that shit. You don't be like, oh, they ain't have Killer on it. Put everybody else on that shit, you never, you know what I'm saying?
I gotta sit here and think.
Come on, man.
Because, well, you know, I said ODB. Oh, man. But then, you know, it could be between Master Killer and ODB to me.
I say Master Killer, man.
I say RZA, man.
It's either between Master Killer and You God.
No disrespect to RZA, man, but I mean, some of his shit was just like, all right.
Master Killer and You God. That's the only people it's between. Like, other than that, we need everybody.
I could do it without it. On a couple of them.
Bobby Digital was, that's a classic album, bro.
No, it was a classic album, but I could do it without a couple of them verses on the Wu-Tang. Fucking compilation songs.
Bobby Digital.
I can't do that shit.
But yeah, you can. I mean, Master Killer, he I like him. But you never notice if he wasn't there.
See, ODB, he had the antics, and you know what I'm saying. He was the energy.
Like, he'd throw the song into something else. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas would be ODB rhyming on beat, and then here come ODB with a melody and some crazy shit.
Yeah, I take that back.
ODB, man, for fire, man. ODB been that nigga, man. He's that nigga, ODB. Dog. Fuck that nigga ODB. Just come through with that flow, but he be riding the beat, though, but dog. He don't be...
Day, unique.
Ain't like them new niggas now where them niggas be rapping all kind of crazy shit, don't even be on beat. Like, that nigga was on beat, had a melody, had a flow, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, cadence.
Yeah.
Shout out to ODB, man.
At the end of the day, you need all them niggas. I don't want to get rid of that.
Yeah. I don't want to knock it anymore. Yeah, man. Shout out to RZA, man. He doing great things for
that
shit.
Shout out to the Wu, man.
Yeah, shout out to everybody, man.
And if you haven't checked it out, man, go check out that series. That shit is fire.
All right, man. So Andre 3000 versus RZA.
Come on.
Nigga, 3000. He one of the top 10 MCs of all time.
You got to relax.
3000 versus Meth.
3,000
versus Jizza.
3,000.
3,000 versus Capadonna.
Wait, I might have to go back on the Jizza joint. I don't know, man. I can't disrespect the God, man. That's the genius, man. I don't want to disrespect. I don't play him against nobody.
Liquid Swords, nigga. What? Liquid Swords.
Come on, get me wrong.
Alright, RZA. 3 Stacks versus RZA.
Give it to 3 Stacks.
I gotta be 3 Stacks though.
Hold on. Alright, so 3 Stacks versus RZA, three stacks wins. 3 Stacks versus Meth wins. 3 Stacks versus Cap wins.
Like, he mastered the simplicity.
I don't want to say that these niggas can't win.
He mastered the art of simplicity.
Because listen,
you know what I mean? And
Capadonna came up battle rapping. So you can't say.
Yo, what up, Eddie? Eddie joined us.
I can't say.
I'm gonna come sit in.
I don't feel comfortable saying that 3 Stacks would beat Cap in a battle. But as far as like what we have to work
I'm talking about music.
Wow. What we have to work with?
Yeah. When I say this, I'm talking about music wise.
I'm going to give it to 3 Stacks.
That's what I'm saying, though. Yeah, like, all right, 3 Stacks versus Raekwon. I had to
relax.
I probably had Raekwon. To go with Raekwon.
I'll give it to, and then if you name Ghostface, I'm going to give it to Ghostface, too.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Raekwon, I would say it's a tie. I say it's a split even. I couldn't decide.
Out of what? Ghostface or Raekwon?
Out of both of them, actually, dog. If you put 3 Stacks against both of them for me, dog, like I'll probably be like, nah, I can't do that.
I'm biased. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I know.
I'm biased.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't really see none of this shit, but if I got
3 Stacks, dope though. But he was in a group, so most of the shit was like one verse, not albums.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts. That's a good point.
Yeah. So.
Nah, man. So what the fuck else has been up?
Man, my birthday tomorrow, nigga.
Yeah, no, happy birthday, man.
Oh, shit.
That's peace. Peace to God.
Oh, yeah, man. It's up. My wavy voice. Motherfucking
nigga. What you got planned? What you doing? Strip club? Booty club?
Nah, we did that last night. We might do it again, goddamn.
Figures.
Make a whole weekend of it, B.
I expected nothing less from you, sir.
I ain't no strip club dude like that, though.
Nah, me neither, though. I ain't gonna front that.
But you, I ain't gonna dude, like, I'm well, like, shit, I'm probably good for like 2 hours.
I like
bro.
It,
I'm
don't like, get me wrong. I like it. I like the environment.
The ambiance is good every, you know what
but
I'm saying?
But for like 30 minutes, man, for like an hour. It's not good for
that's what I'm saying. Like
an hour, I'm like, all right.
Like, if it's 2 hours in a strip club, that's too long for me, bro. Like I'm good, dog. Like, I don't need to be in a strip club for 2 hours, dog. Like, for what? Like, shit, but my dick been hard for an hour and a half.
Strip club is overrated
like,
for me.
Like, shit.
Yeah, that shit
overrated. Shit, if my dick stay hard for 3 hours, I'm nothing in my drawers. Straight
damn,
up.
Man,
straight up. Holy straight up. Pause.
Shout out to the Blue Flame, though.
Like, if the drinks were stronger, I'd probably stay longer. Or cheaper. Motherfuckers be $10 for a Henny and Coke or some shit like that. Yeah, I'm too deep and I ain't even drunk.
But it just be the same thing like regular clubs. It's just motherfuckers standing around, just watching everybody, looking at their phones. Don't nobody really want tip.
Nah.
Motherfuckers just in there just to, you
niggas
know
just
saying?
In there lounge just smoking. If you go in there with a big bag, you can smoke, you know what I'm saying? We've done it, went in there and smoked for hours and drank a couple drinks. You get tired of that shit and then you want to leave and then we dip.
Yeah, that shit, that's a setup. That's all that is, bro. Fucking setup.
I hate when the one joint, I hate when they come sit down and shit and want to hit the blunt.
Oh, no, we ain't doing that.
And all that extra shit.
No.
Oh man,
like
shit.
Do your job.
If I pass a strip of my blunt, I'm done with that blunt.
Do your job,
guaranteed. That's like a big joker. Guaranteed.
That's the only job you can do that,
like, nigga. That's a guarantee.
You can't do
in the
that
club.
Shit. You can't do that shit. Like if you working at a restaurant, like
and
if you working at
like,
Longhorn, you can't come sit next to a motherfucker who are eating their food.
You're like, let me get a piece of that steak, but dog.
Your food good? What y'all? Where y'all
shit,
from?
Do that shit.
You can't do that shit like that. Do your fucking job.
Yeah, definitely do that shit.
Want to hit the blunt and all kind of outlandish shit. Like, hold on.
Yeah, nah, man. I'm like, hold on, man.
So you over there caking?
Yeah, man, always.
Nah, man, but I promise
always.
You, dog. If
always
I'm
trying to get into some of that.
If I'm in that bitch, dog, and I pass my blunt, that shit is 1/4 or 1/3 of a blunt. And I'm like, I'm good.
I'm not passing it.
Like,
like if I do, I don't want it back.
Yeah, I don't want it back. Like, nah, shoot. Nah, I'm good. You can have it, shorty. I'm good.
You done hit.
You can keep it.
50 niggas blunts today.
Yeah.
You good. You
I'm
pretty.
Good.
You plenty high.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm trying to get like you.
Yeah, I'm good. This next one just don't actually hit. Because I gave you that one. This next one and the rest of them, you ain't touching.
I'm going to tell him, no. Nah, you straight. You straight.
Oh, you the stripper.
I done did
that
shit a couple times. Motherfucker be like, yo, can I hit your blunt? Be like, nah, I don't pass it. And my homie be like, yo, let me get that bill. Here you go.
Yeah. I used to do that shit in the club, bro. I walk out, shit, let me hit that. Like, nah, you good.
They don't be having shit.
You good? Hell nah, you straight. Go hit one of them other
niggas
blunt.
Niggas let you get high on the clock, dog. I guess being a stripper, if you are a chick, is pretty perkful, dog.
I mean, you is taking your clothes off,
yeah,
so I mean, you
money.
Why can't you smoke?
And you get free weed shit.
Yeah, free drinks.
You get free a lot
free
of
drinks,
shit.
Yeah.
Butt ass naked with a fat ass and titties swinging. Get a free whole lot of free shit.
You don't even need fat ass titties. If you butt ass naked, dog, somewhere, somebody
these
strip
days.
Club, you going to make money, dog.
Yeah, somebody like that shit. Shit.
Like straight up, somebody gonna get something, though.
Somebody gonna pay for it. That's true.
Yeah, somebody gonna pay for
that
it.
Shit.
Pay for that shit.
What is a nigga in need?
Not moi. I won't be in there. I'm gonna spend my money on other shit. I feel guilty walking out of strip club spending mad money, and then I gotta go see my kids and shit.
Yeah,
and they ask for something, and it's like, oh, I just gave a stripper $200.
You're a responsible motherfucker.
Yeah, like, god damn.
Now, I know mad niggas that be going to the strip club every fucking weekend, bro. Two racks, three racks.
I mean,
as
long as they take care of their
seeds,
like, I don't know what they doing for their kids, but as long as you take care of your kids.
Though,
as long as you ain't walking out of bed feeling guilty, like, my money could have went elsewhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't about to. She gonna take that home to her kids.
Niggas paying a lot of money for the bust a nut, dog, potentially.
That's
yeah,
crazy.
They do.
Yeah. Paying a lot of money for masturbation.
No, I know niggas
what,
with
what
in,
if they told,
no. I know niggas with in-home
so,
pussy that pay for
if
pussy
you have
in the strip
to pay,
club. Like, why?
If you have to pay $1,000 to bust a nut.
I wasn't even going to ask you.
Nigga, that shit free.
This nigga will pay for pussy in a free pussy building. Nigga, it's a building full of free pussy. He
gonna
pay
toss
for
a
some
tip.
Pussy. Yeah.
He gonna toss a tip.
No, you give him certification,
bro.
We all know he's
a horny monster.
Yeah.
He's out here giving certification.
We all know he's a horny monster.
This nigga Eddie, yo.
You out here great pussy, bro.
For listeners, man.
He'd be like, nah, this is an A. This is
Eddie's in here, man.
It's a tape right now?
Damn sure.
Okay. Well, if it's business, it's business.
That nookie free.
No, it's business.
On the way out, he's
going to
throw a little 40.
You don't know how to text donations.
He's going to leave some money on the dresser. Some way, somehow.
Nah, we ain't doing that.
The pussy was free. That nigga tipped 40 on the way out.
Wow.
Yo, I be having strippers fucking with me like when I'm in that room, like motherfucker, like
no problem.
The angle, like, cool, though. Like, wanna get, I mean, my first time in the strip club, though, I was like, when I was 17, nigga, shit, boy, I was a tipper, boy. I ain't gonna lie.
How much you tip? At 17, how much did you tip, nigga?
Like, little hondo. Little hondo. You know what I'm saying? Little hondo.
That fanny? You want
the fanny? Yeah, fantasy,
boy. One stripper. Shout out to fantasy.
You tip one stripper $100?
No, I tipped $100 for the whole night.
You get 10.
Yeah. That's how you do.
Nah, boy, you get the ones, though. Shit, nah, I came in the club with $300 with the ones, but like it had like 10, 20, you know what I'm saying? 10, 20s in between them, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, on top of them, so it made
make it look like a stack.
It made it look like, you know what I'm saying? But I only threw 100 because I had all my shit separated in rubber bands, even though everything.
I still got my dollars from the strip club last night. I've been nice and crisp.
Yeah, nice and crisp.
What club you went to?
Blue Flame. Shout out to Blue Flame.
Shout out Blue Flame. Nigga, that's a secret game for me, nigga. Like, go to the strip club with $200 and leave with 100. Like, nigga, yes, nigga. Like,
no.
150. Shit. Like, yes, nigga. It, like what my, like, shit, nigga, I be trying to shit sometimes.
If I get the ones, I'm probably going to spend the ones.
Nah, not me, nigga.
I ain't going to come home with $30 and ones.
Nigga, I come home with $212 worth of ones.
For real.
Nigga, yeah. I got $200 of ones. I come back with $212.
Don't I actually come and just vibe out. I go play pool and shit. Like, I'll be chill.
Thank you, my nigga.
You do not go home with the ones.
Don't ask me, nigga.
You're the ones in the building.
Why is that? You come to spend?
Because you don't want tip on all of
you. Now the next thing you know, you in line for Subway and you pull out 50 ones, 70, 75
that's,
ones. Like,
that's going to be me today,
I don't give a fuck. It's spend.
That's going to be me today. Like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and count these motherfuckers out on your ass.
I remember my first time in the club. There was some rapping ass nigga from back home. That nigga called himself trying to throw a little stack and shit. And that nigga, that shit went straight over all the strippers into my motherfucking pocket, dog. I was like, yes. Like, that shit went over the stage onto the ground right in front of my foot.
In my pocket.
Like, let me get that, dog. Came in this bitch with $200. Left with $212. Like, nigga got $12 from that rapping ass nigga, dog. Nah. The ones was deceiving. It was all 100? Nah, niggas. I remember when I first discovered niggas was throwing ones in the club. Like, oh.
This nigga said when I first discovered niggas was throwing ones. When
was this, nigga? When did you first discover this?
When did you discover this shit? I don't know what I'm saying? Niggas been throwing ones in the club. I thought.
Nah, because, I mean, you know, all them rapping videos, dog, back in the day, before you was of age to go into a strip club, them niggas be throwing hundreds and twenties and shit in their videos. Like, fucking, ooh. Like, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? When they making it rain on them bitches and
be
shit.
Be 20s
like,
and hundreds?
Like, hundreds, and, like, in the video. Anyway. Nah, no, yeah, so, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a young nigga, dog. I ain't never been to the strip club, so I don't know. I'm thinking, yeah, that's what niggas do in the strip club.
Misrepresentation.
You know
like
what I'm saying?
Mother.
Like, shit. My heroes, once again. Like, you see that, dog?
That's
funny. My motherfucking heroes lied to me, dog. That's them niggas wasn't throwing 20s. All them videos, they was sprinkling
20s.
They lied to you.
You can't slide an Amex down a bitch ass.
Hey, the worst thing to do
in
a strip club.
That shit was still hot.
The worst thing to do.
It was symbolic.
How do you process that payment?
It was symbolic.
Who processes the payment?
That ass to process that payment.
The worst thing to do.
That ass got that motherfucking magnetic strip. You know what I mean? That keeps the niggas coming, swiping them cards.
The worst thing you could do is go with the nigga who don't know how to behave in the strip club or the rules.
Oh, yeah. Hell,
and this nigga get into it with the stripper.
Oh,
and then this nigga get into it with the bouncer.
Oh, it's the
next
nigga
thing
making
you
his
know,
own rules.
Next
he's
thing you know, y'all are getting choked about the motherfucking strip club. Nah, you don't even know why.
What happened,
you
bro?
Like this. You like this. You
big bro, what's going on? Big bro, what's
big
going on?
Big bro.
Nigga, that happened to me and my brother one time.
I went to a strip club with a nigga 2 times in a row. Yeah. And the nigga got kicked out 2 times because he didn't know the rules.
Hell no. Nah.
Like, not even like, don't touch the simple shit. He ain't know, like, the tipping rules. Like, how many songs she danced to?
Can you like do a tutorial of
now
like
arguing with
strip club etiquette?
Yeah, you should. Somebody needs to do that shit.
We gonna do that shit
because that shit is niggas need to know. Because obviously this nigga went in there thinking like he gonna give her $10. She just gonna dance till he tell her to stop.
Well, nah, hell nah. You that one song gonna
looking like
up.
A plum fucking fool, bruh.
You kept this.
I almost got kicked out.
He in a hole like $200. He had a whole $200 because he thought Tim was going to get
him in. Is that not what she do? Ooh. No, she dance, nigga.
Look, I had somebody do that, and I said, bro, just put the money in your pocket. He was like, what you mean? Take the money, put it in your pocket. I swear to God, she'll stop. This nigga put the shit in his pocket. This bitch stopped and walked off.
Ooh, wait.
Now you can go about your day, nigga, with no guilt. This nigga is gonna let her keep dancing. You thought she liked you or something? Like, she thought she wanted to get you shit on the house?
Oh, I remember that first
you
time, get it. Dog.
Now, he look, paid for one dance. Now he owed a bitch $80.
That's how I almost got kicked out one time. Because the chick was over there. She was just fucking with me, rocking with me, sitting on my lap, dancing and shit like that. So the other strippers went and told, like, oh, he ain't tipping. So the security came, like, yo. You know what I'm saying? You got to go. She's like, nah, he with me.
Yeah.
So, shit, I stayed up in that motherfucker with Shorty. She went and bought me a drink and everything. And then, but I had, you know what I'm saying? I had bread. It was a bachelor party. I had bread, but she was just fucking with a nigga campaign. And she left up out of there with a nigga. Her and her own girl. That's a fact. Yeah. And I ain't paid a dime, nigga. This is real.
Hey, that's one for the deck back.
Nah, that's two stars.
Where we going next with this?
As long as they fucking with your campaign.
Hey, man.
Ran off on the plug, bro.
Hey, man, speaking of motherfucking hot, cold motherfucking shit, it's motherfucking winter, dog.
Yeah, man.
Is it?
Yeah, man. It's
fall. Well, it's fall, nigga, but
it's fall.
No, it's fall. Niggas skip over fall like a motherfucker.
Nigga, it's chopping.
As soon as it get cold, nigga, like it's winter.
It ain't wintertime yet, man.
It's cold, though. Shit.
It's cold. It's like chilly. It's chilly.
Nigga, Jack Frost out here playing hot.
Nigga, we had about 8 months of fucking heat, dog. Then it got cold. It was like, no fall.
It's chilly. I wouldn't say it's cold,
man. I'm doing exterior. It's freezing like a motherfucker. You bring no coat? No, nigga. What the fuck?
It's summer
still.
It's summer in October.
Cold like a motherfucker, man.
It ain't none of that.
Sick as a motherfucker.
Yeah, it's cold as fuck.
Out in the boondocks.
Nigga need a coat now, bro.
Yeah, you better.
I did that shit the other morning. I was like, oh,
go
and
get your coat now.
With a short sleeve on. Like, nope.
Next month, it's gonna really hit next month.
Yeah, I'm finna buy a coat on y'all niggas. Like,
yeah, you need niggas need coats.
Nigga, I'm about to bring the hunky bear jacket.
You can't work in pea coats. Nah, that's
nah. You can't do that.
That's my shit.
You gotta get like a bubble.
Right, fucking bubble.
I'm doing the huggy bear.
Bear.
The Huggy Bear, man. This is the Teddy Ruxpin.
Yeah. We got all kind of shit popping
Teddy Ruxpin material.
Teddy Ruxpin material? Oh, your little teddy bear jacket?
Yeah, man. That shit going to be fine.
This nigga got a snuggle the bear jacket.
Nope. I need that Bubble John.
Nappy blonde whip jacket.
It be cold, though. They don't be stupid cold like that. Like,
now, you can rock out with a vest and a hoodie for a minute.
Yeah, for real.
If you really want to do something, or a little jacket and a hoodie, I do hoodies and shit, man. It's hoodie season.
Yeah,
protect hoodie, your hoodies, niggas. Jacket. Don't let these hoes take your hoodies. Hoes love taking hoodies.
So it's not winter yet, man. It is winter.
Hoes. Get my fucking hoodie, bro. You can't get my
disrespect my season.
I said hoes. I'm just making sure, like,
I'm
niggas
from
know.
The South, niggas.
Like, if it's your girl, your girl could get your hoodie, but these hoes? They out here trying to take hoodies on purpose. Don't let it happen.
That's wild.
Hey, man. Right? No L's, man.
This is serious shit,
man. No L's this winter, man. It's
like when they carjacking. These hoes is hoodie jacking niggas.
This is a winter's winter.
Give you the pussy.
What is it?
And take
the winter's winter.
Winter's coming.
So they had the hot boy
for the
and the hot girl summer.
Hashtag winter's winter.
You know what I'm saying? They had fuck boy fall or whatever the fuck it was. My dog Flames hit me. He was like, yo, man, we going to have the motherfucking winter's winter.
Because we up, nigga. It's up.
That's dope.
My webby boys.
Winter's winter.
Yeah, baby.
Fuck boy fall. Like the bullshit.
Coming up on a bag this winter.
Yo.
Crossing the finish line.
Drop a motherfucking.
For all the winners, man. Yeah. You ain't fuck with no losers this winter, man. If you a fucking loser, stay the fuck in the house.
All
man.
In your face,
stay
bitch,
in the house,
nigga. Yeah. I remember when I first heard
it. You know what? Shouldn't nobody be hating these days?
Nah, shit. Man.
Niggas, that shit at an all-time high, nigga.
That's what I'm saying. Like, shit. Why is you? You could do anything right now. Like, niggas can come up like with that. Something right now and put that shit in motion. And make that shit happen. So ain't no point in hating on nobody. God damn it! You got dreams, chase them.
I got.
Don't sit on the sideline watching everybody else play,
man.
Nigga,
and get mad because you ain't in the game.
If you ain't ready, practice.
Man, I got a question, man. Fuck all that.
Get your shit. Get your sharpen your sword, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Wu-Tang Shaolin style.
So when it's time to go to war, like, you ready? You might not be ready right now, but you keep sharpening that shit. You keep making your skills tighter, like, because when you ready, you ready.
Talk your shit, JR.
You know what I'm saying? That's, I'm referring to this HCDB shit, this high-class dirtbag shit, man. We about to pop it up. We've been doing this shit for a minute, man. Don't get it twisted. All these ideas, we got all this clothes and shit, the podcast and shit, all this shit was fucking brainstormed last year.
It's a high winner.
We just popping this shit off. We've been sharpening that shit, though. This ain't even this season two, but this shit ain't even the best.
Slice and dice.
Mm. Wait till season three come out.
Oh, man.
Gensu.
Niggas gonna be sharp. So just, you know what I'm saying? Don't be impatient.
On some John Wick shit.
Just
I'm
wait for it.
John Wick.
Just wait for it.
What's your question?
Damn. You got, I don't know, man. I got caught up in the sermon, dog. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Shit, nigga, you know, I got every episode. I got to do something. I got caught up in the sermon,
man. I don't even know what my question was, man. I'll probably circle back to it once this weed kick in.
Yeah, it didn't kick in, nigga. I can't even remember.
Yeah, I was like, shit, boy. But nah, man, that's some real shit, man. We got some shit going on, nigga.
Talk about the gun line, bro.
What else are we going to talk about as far as what the fuck going on, man? It's just so much, dog. Just look out and thank you for supporting it, man. For real. Just like everybody. I appreciate you for that. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate everybody for being here. But nah, man, y'all niggas is still ugly as fuck, though. Don't ever get it twisted.
You the ugliest nigga I know.
Fuck all that shit, though. I ain't even gonna sit here and stunt. Like, you know what I'm saying? All that sentimental shit, nigga, cool. I know. But calling I don't other fuck with y'all niggas, man. Late ass job.
That a bitch.
That nigga had us potting an hour and a half after schedule, though. Shout out to that nigga.
Niggas
man.
Be on nigga time.
Drop a bomb. Lying at
he lying right now on the phone.
Yeah, he's lying right now. That nigga blinked like three times. He looked at me, looked at his phone, looked back up, blinked three times, and then looked back at his phone and started texting.
Somebody's daughter getting lied to.
That's how you know a nigga's lying.
Deep text.
Nigga's a habitual.
That
nigga said, yo. Fabricator.
I'm gonna join the conversation as soon as I get this thought off.
Just as I get this shit off, because this shit is good.
Yeah, like, yo, I gotta go because it's in the moment. If I wait 3 seconds, though,
that's one thing, though.
Certain shit you gotta respond to ASAP.
It's lost. Because
if you don't, dog, it's just lost, dog. It's just,
hey, I got a question. If you die, right? Say you die.
Oh, shit, man. What?
You go to heaven, right? Mm-hmm. God be like, all right, man, I'm gonna give you one more chance, nigga. One more fucking chance. But you can go back or you can stay here. But if you go back, you can't go back as a human. You got to go back as a dog.
Can we pick? Can
I don't
want to
be a dog. Some people don't treat their dogs right.
Nah, it do.
But you can pick what kind of dog you gonna be.
Can it be like another animal? Or something?
Okay, sure. You can come back as an animal.
If I'm a dog, I want to be a white person dog.
I was just thinking that. You gonna be treated great. Right?
I was just thinking that because knowing God, he gonna have some crazy sense of humor and be like, "Yo, you gonna be a pit bull, a blue nose pit."
No, you can pick.
You know the niggas live in the hood.
You can pick what kind of dog you want to be. He ain't like, he just said, you got to be a dog, man. You got to just be a whole nother species.
Nigga come back as a blue nose pit. You know you going to.
I ain't that. Picking no pit bull, no Rottweiler, no black, no nigga dog, no. Hell no. You might end up outside all your whole life.
I'll be a French bulldog.
Nigga, fuck a French bulldog. Nigga, I'll be a wolf. Nigga, that's a dog. That's an undomesticated dog.
Hey, I can lead a room. I'm a dog.
Yeah. If I want to be any of them motherfuckers, I want to be the apex of the motherfuckers.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and be a Yorkie.
I'll
go ahead and come back a teacup Yorkie, nigga.
I'll be one of wolf dogs.
I'll probably fuck that nigga up and be like, all right, a werewolf.
I'll probably travel the world.
I'll be like, I'll be a werewolf.
I'll probably travel the world and shit in purses. Yeah, nigga, the finest purses, nigga.
That's it. Like, it's like, he'll be like, nigga, them shit ain't real. Like, but nigga, werewolf. You God.
Can I be the first?
Yeah, like, fuck it.
Nah, man, I'm coming back teacup Yorkie on their ass.
Nah, man, fuck that, dog. Them niggas did
mad love. I'm getting mad love. Nah, I'm sleeping in beds. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm getting,
as long as I'm a white person, dog, I don't
care. I'm riding in the front seat and shit.
I don't want to be no nigga, dog.
I'm luxury. You saying all these nice ass dogs and just living the life of a black
Yeah. Sitting in the front seat.
Nigga, you know, filet mignon,
just like a nigga. Just like a nigga. Eating all the good shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to work. None of that shit.
You just chill around, yapping, motherfucker.
Don't nobody, gonna ask me to fetch shit. He little, pick him up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You gotta walk or nothing.
I can bark and yell at motherfuckers all day and they still love me.
I'm telling you,
nip,
man,
at their ankles, like, fuck you, motherfucker.
Yeah. He's like,
oh,
why not?
He's so cute.
Why not?
Die, bitch.
You gotta think about that shit, man.
Nigga, I'm coming
now
back.
If I could come back as an animal, a different animal.
Come back as a dragon.
Dolphin.
Fuck the whole world up.
I'm coming back as a I'll fuck around and be like a dolphin.
I'll be like, look, you got one more try. I'm asking this shit one more try,
nigga. You keep fucking this shit up.
You wanna be a dragon? I got some place to see you.
Nigga, gonna turn you into an iguana. That's the closest thing we got. Nigga, evolution, nigga. That's a dragon now.
Nigga, be a Komodo dragon. Yeah, be slow as hell.
That's the closest you get, nigga. Drooling and shit on the beat.
You just saying werewolf? That's a no. You just saying dragon? That's two. Shit. I got it. A Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. Like, that's it.
This nigga gonna send you to hell on that one.
That's it. You gone.
You wanna go to the sewer? Okay.
Yeah, he'll make you a fucking turtle.
Okay.
He'll make you a turtle. You'll be in the sewer, one of them sewer turtles, man.
Like, I wanna be Leonardo. Look.
How you gonna be something that don't even exist? How you gonna play with God like that, man? How you gonna play with God like that? Like, nigga, you ain't stupid. You know that shit ain't real. You know what? Go back, nigga.
Go back.
It'll make you go back and come back as a fucking not even a turtle. A fucking pigeon or some shit.
I fucked this one up.
Come back as a pigeon. And you imagine, like, you just all of a sudden you just in the middle of a whole bunch of pigeons. Like, you just surrounded.
I mean, nigga, I fucked this
you're
one
surrounded
up.
Surrounded by pigeons looking at you and shit. You like, oh shit.
Like, I fucked this one up.
I'm a pigeon.
Like,
am I a pigeon? Am I a pigeon? Getting kicked and shit.
Hold on. If I'm Mike Tyson's pigeon, that's cool.
Nigga, you a straight up pigeon.
Nigga, treat the pigeons good.
Street rat. Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
You just a street rat at that point.
Them niggas got all inclusive. Pigeon coops, dog.
No, they just got a pigeon coop. They all shit on top of each other just like motherfucking slaves were.
Mike, but hey, Mike Tyson. I think got some good ass.
Niggas don't get baths and shit.
Here's pigeons.
You ever seen a baby?
That's
pigeon?
Funny.
You want to come back as a pigeon?
That's the worst shit to come back as.
What if you came back as a squirrel? Shit, got to dodge traffic and shit.
I don't know. Squirrels be moving like a motherfucker. They be in their own world.
But you seeing mad homies get killed and shit, run over by cars.
Car!
Niggas getting electrocuted and shit.
It was a car!
Chased by dogs and shit.
They got my boy last week.
Turn, right? You know that pit bull up the street, nigga? That pit bull up the street ate motherfucking Phillip last week.
I imagine if apocalypse does happen and wipe out the human race.
A pigeon is city life.
Cockroaches would probably be happy as fuck.
City life like a motherfucker.
You think they would be happy?
They seem like the dumbest birds.
Yo, you don't think so?
They just continue doing what they've been doing. They ain't gonna like celebrate.
Nah, think about it though.
You know what I'm saying?
Think about it though.
They ain't gonna celebrate it. They just gonna be here.
I'm in the city doing what I do.
And they just be here. Like they've been here.
So. Stay away from Thai and Chinese.
All the bugs and shit.
Yeah, we
they would be the same.
I'm an alligator, man.
You
won't be an alligator.
You'll be in the water all day.
Hell no, nah. They can go on land too, nigga.
Fuck that. I'm being a dolphin, nigga. Everybody loves a dolphin.
Nah, you in the water all day.
Everybody loves a dolphin.
I can come on land, go back in the water.
Fucking each other and shit.
Oh, you know what? No, I want to be a sea lion.
Nah, nigga.
Them niggas. Like, they ugly as fuck, so nobody really want to fuck with them.
I don't want to be nothing in the water.
But they ugly enough for people to show off.
Like, nah, I don't want to be nothing in the water, nigga. I'll be like an owl or something.
Ooh, an owl be John.
Like an owl. Ain't nobody fucking with no owls,
You know, I want to change my
unless
shit.
Unless
I'll
you
be
run
an owl.
Into a hawk.
And I'm saying 360 hawks, on you, bitch.
Hawks be fucking with owls?
Hell yeah.
But shit, we can get it on then, nigga. I got talents, too.
Right, I got motherfucking 360.
And my head do a
360.
I can see that hawk coming. I can see
that hawk coming. I fly up. Woohoo! As above, so below. I'm watching that hawk. You feel me?
Fly right off on that. Woohoo!
You sitting there like,
dip off, be like a snow owl or something. Like
shit. I'd be like, you know what, God, I take my chances as a black dude again. And he'd be like, you know what? Solid answer, my brother. Right.
You don't want to come back weekend. You want to come back as that full supreme being, you know?
You going to stay a nigga?
That's my final answer.
You going to stay a nigga? That's what you said?
Yeah, fuck it. Take me back.
I want to come back that supreme being. Yeah, I want to come back black.
Come back black.
Yeah.
Point blank.
But he said you can't come back as a person.
Some animals.
He said you can't come back as a person.
They treat niggas like animals. So shit.
I'm about to say, nigga. Shit, a black man in America. How about that? Like,
all right.
You're like, all right, what kind of animal you want to be? A black man in America. Done.
I'm like, oh, good. You've been paying
good
attention.
Yeah. Right,
you've been paying attention.
Because Panthers ain't getting no breaks.
Your third eye is open, my son.
Okay.
No breaks. What else they got in the zoo? Panthers, tigers.
You don't want to be none of that
gorillas
shit.
Gorillas ain't getting no breaks. All they
live for is to eat.
Gorillas look too much like niggas.
Yeah, yeah. Shoot them. Shoot the fucking gorilla. Hey, RIP to Harambe. It's been 2 years?
You don't want to come back as a human.
RIP to Harambe. That's fucked up.
If you ain't coming back as a human, you don't want to come back to the closest thing.
Some weak-ass kids shouldn't even been over.
Gorillas look too much like Faison Love, dog.
But you would be conscious that you used to be a human. And now you a gorilla, so you would remember wearing clothes and shit. And be like, damn,
nigga be like Bigfoot.
My dick out and shit.
My dick out. All Bigfoot, I got is
I need a haircut, nigga.
All I got is fur.
I need a haircut. My dick out. You black as shit.
You be around running and beating your chest and shit like what
even
the fuck?
Knowing you smart, you just can't talk to these motherfuckers.
Yeah, you can't talk.
You know what y'all motherfuckers talking about? We just can't talk.
You just be the smartest gorilla at the zoo. That's all you be, nigga.
That's it. Yeah, on display.
It's like he's been here before.
Amy.
Right.
Me, Amy.
He's got a whole soul.
You try to talk, you just like...
What's Congo?
Bitch don't understand me.
That movie off of Congo back Congo, in the day. Me, Amy. Me, Amy. That motherfucker had a little device.
Oh, yeah. You'll need one of them motherfuckers to learn sign language, nigga.
That nigga on Planet of the Apes, nigga. Shit. The motherfuckers start talking and
don't come back.
Yeah, they might as well have been niggas, man. Put clothes on the nigga.
All right, man. If you go to the future or the past, what would you do?
Past.
I'm going to the future. Mm.
You don't even know what's there.
Exactly. That's why I want to go. I want to know what the fuck's
going
on.
But it's a one-way ticket.
I want to know what's going on so I can report.
It's a one-way ticket. You only can go forward or backwards. Which way are you going? You can't come back. If you go to the future, you can't come back. So what if you go to the future and it's fucked up?
It's cool.
So you can't come back?
What if we go to the future and this whole shit is Mexico?
I know I chose those choices.
What if you go to the future
and
this whole shit is Mexico?
The
whole United States turning to Mexico.
Because, I mean, I'm a prideful person, so my past, whatever I did back then,
you
don't
care.
Give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? My future, I'm like, what's that about? You know what I mean? So
I'm going to go back.
Nigga, shit, I'm going. Yeah,
rewind that.
I'm going a year in the past, dog, and I'm going to look at every smart investment that ever happened in the last year.
That ain't bad.
That way I only lose
that ain't bad, but I want to live in the past.
That's my train of thought. That was kind of like my train of thought.
That's what I would do.
Make better investments.
Because
I would know what was about to happen. Like, yeah, send me back.
I wouldn't want to go back 20 years and then live into the present day.
No, not 20 years. Hell no.
You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck that. I'll go back a year.
I'll probably even go back five.
I'll go a year. Because there's some smarter, if you look closely at some smart investments before you take that travel, you can fucking really go back and fucking only fucking disrupt a year of what the fuck just happened.
True.
Nigga was in a hot tub time machine.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, bro. Shit. I be thinking about that shit all the time. Like, nigga, give me a time machine.
True.
I guess I say pass, man. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
You want the time machine?
Yeah, because
the future.
I want
to go to the future, nigga.
I feel like.
Nigga, what if you go to the future and.
But you got
to
be able to come back.
But you go like 100 years in the future, everybody left the earth, and you the only motherfucker on
earth. How far would you go?
I feel like if you go to the future.
How far would you go?
You're going to go probably like 2 or 3 years ahead.
But you don't even know.
I would say 3, because 3 is understanding. So you know what you're getting into.
Do you?
You know your choices that you already made. So
if somebody said, right now, somebody said right now you can go 3 years into the future. You going?
You gonna understand? Cause you just made you
what
already.
You,
if you're going 3, you already made like your choices, so you already
in
know
your
choices.
Subconscious.
Yeah, so you gonna already know. So once you get there, you know how shit moving.
See, that's
you already projected that. You already projected
that's
shit.
That's
how I see it. You know what I mean? It's Magic 108.
Peace to the gods.
You already, peace. Peace.
Mathematics, nigga. That was all that
you gonna already know, like, cause it's already manifested.
Yeah, okay.
You're gonna be there.
Okay, okay. I like that perspective.
Don't go. Right. Don't go.
But
no
I'm
further.
Still going backward. Rewind it.
To go back.
Yeah, man. That's rewind that. Yeah, so I can make some better plays. Make some plays.
You going? So
I'll probably go back.
I don't mind going back either, but it got to be 3 years.
3 years.
It got to be three.
Okay.
It got to be three.
I could do 3 years.
What's that?
I can go back 3 years. I'll do that. I'll take that. Take that. I'll do
that. I don't know. It just could be a week, though. I just look at some smart investments, be like, all right, that happened.
Yeah,
though.
I can go back. I can go back a few years.
That's just want to cheat the system.
Cheat the system real quick. Come back like, yes, I'm rich, bitch. Like, what happened? It happened in a week. The span of a week.
Right. Well, shit.
All right, man. So if you could be the greatest football player of all time, right?
Jim Brown.
Or.
What's your name? Jerry Rice.
That's what I'm about to say.
Or.
I don't even know. I'll probably say Jim Brown too. I
guess. Bobby Boucher.
Get the fuck out of here.
This nigga been saying fictional shit all day.
My mama said.
Bobby Boucher.
My mama said.
So what was your
football
player or?
No, you're wrong.
My mama said.
A role player. All right.
What if you could be what?
If you could be, I lost all train of thought. Yeah, I lost all train of thought, man. That motherfucking stat fucked me up just now, man. My team lost, though. That shit sucked. That shit hurt my feelings. Yeah. If you could be the greatest football player of all time or greatest basketball player of all time, what would you choose?
Basketball.
Basket. I'll go basket.
That check.
Hell yeah. The endorsements.
Check. Check longer.
That's a good position to be in, bro.
Check is way longer.
It's bad. Basketball is everybody's sport.
Way longer. Jim Brown, Jim Brown, the greatest football player. Let's say Jim Brown is the greatest football player ever. Where he at? Like now, he only show up like
nigga,
when he's walking wild and shit. They don't never hype him up. Who?
Eli Manning, $252 million.
Eli, shout out to Eli. The Giants paid out their ass for this motherfucker.
$252 million throughout his career. But I think somebody Beasley or something is about to get like
greatest.
Get that in a max contract.
You said greatest. So
who? Yeah, greatest. Well, I don't know.
Oh, you talking about Bradley Beal?
Yeah, Beal.
Yeah, Bradley. Yeah, that's what I said. Basketball.
Yeah.
This nigga about to get 230, 260 million.
From Washington?
Yeah. If he got a.
He need to
think he got to like play.
He need to slide, man.
He got to play out this contract he just signed. Cause this contract set him up for the Supermax, which is in 5 years or some shit like that.
Yeah.
So in 5 years from now, he can, if you choose to stay, he's eligible. Not necessarily that they're gonna offer him that. He eligible for that amount of money. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they're gonna do that though.
I don't think he's gonna stay.
Unless in these next few years he just turn out to be like one of the greatest players to ever play. Other than Supermax, that, nah, I don't see it happening.
Yeah, them niggas be qualifying for them Supermax.
So would you go get the Supermax or would you just take a little less to try to win a championship?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh, shit. I mean, have I made my money already?
Yeah, I mean, you've been in there for like five.
I'm good.
You're a rookie.
Yeah, I got to get this
cash. If you're a rookie, you got
to get my
contract.
If I'm a rookie, I
got
to get my bread.
Yeah, that's a rookie contract.
I got to get my money.
Yeah.
But if I already played, I got my bread, I'm playing for the championship now.
Mm-hmm.
If you in the NFL, you got to solidify that shit.
Yeah, you got to make your spot. You got to let the world know that I'm this fucking superstar.
I hate them niggas in the NFL, though. As soon as they get that money, they fucking have a trash ass next season or next two. They be trash.
Yeah, that'd be the worst thing ever, dog.
They could pay somebody all that money and then they
once
trash.
Once they get that money, dog.
They don't do shit.
Once they get that money, dog, that'd be the worst thing ever, dog. You'd be like, yo, man, y'all niggas is ass.
Yeah, they had one good season. They like, oh, we got to pay his ass.
Then hey, like, man. That's what happens, man.
Shit, get your money, my nigga. Shit.
Niggas become heroes, get sponsorships, and then become villains. Shit. Once again, dog, full circle with these motherfuckers, dog.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's just how it be, man. Can't save everybody, man. Can't save everything, really can. But shit, I'm gonna try to save every dollar, though. That's definitely.
You gotta save your kids. That's about it.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely save my kids. Man, I'm gonna teach my kids. You know what I'm saying? Reach my kids.
Teach them back from wrong. Teach them how to use their imagination and shit.
Yeah, man,
these kids don't do shit these days.
No way. That's right.
That's fine. Hey, so we talking about Wu-Tang though. What's like your top five rap groups?
We talked about that before. But
yeah. Did we do rap groups?
Did we do rap groups? I thought we did like just rappers.
Rap groups, because everybody group. Always say Wu-Tang. I'm gonna say
I mean, some people don't put Wu-Tang.
I gotta say Outkast. I gotta say Mob D.
I like MOP.
I like MOP, but I can't put them in the top five.
Top five. That might be like top 15.
I like Brothers. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna put Outkast. I'm gonna put 8-Ball, MJG. I'm put.
Okay.
I like South. I like that swag and that shit talk and that boss talk. So.
Y'all ready? Shout out my nigga Champ T.
I'm gonna say
Pimp C and Bun B.
I'm gonna say.
UGK in there.
Gotta.
Yeah, I'm about to say it's gonna be like. Groups, no order specifically, but have to be No Limit because that was a group. Had to be 3-6, had to be Bone Thugs. 3-6 and mine. Had to be fucking UGK. Like, had to be Outkast. You know what I'm saying? Like that. That pretty much encompasses.
You said Crucial Conflict?
Who did this nigga?
Crucial Conflict.
No.
Okay, my top. I'm gonna say Wu Tang, Mobb Deep, ASAP Mob. Cypress Hill.
Hey, yo, I was fucking with Cypress Hill just a week ago. I'm like, yo, they was underrated.
They was underrated as fuck, bro.
They was underrated. Like, they Cypress Hill was underrated nice. As like, fuck. They got some good shit.
Outkast, yeah, that's my top five right.
They got a strong fan base.
Underdogs, because we was so fucking commercialized for gangster shit, we didn't really get to see them type of acts, you know what I mean?
So now, that's why they so much appreciated nowadays, because like motherfuckers grow up and go back and listen to it.
Go back, like, right. Like, cool. Oh, they was nice.
Hell yeah.
They was cool.
Hell yeah.
That sucks. That sucks.
Nah, like, they're getting money still. I mean,
they're getting money now. Be real. But you know, you want your just due when it's just due.
When you getting it. But no, like, I mean, yeah, if them niggas was.
When you like, fuck this shit, you don't really want anybody. I mean, fuck y'all.
Yeah.
I didn't give my all. You motherfuckers just now seeing this shit? Type shit. I want my gold star, like, right then and there.
Right. Like, had them niggas, like the nigga RZA said, like, had they did they shit the right way the first time.
Yeah.
Like, held on to it before, like, corporations started to throw, all this money into hip hop. They could have. You know what I mean? They would have a skyscraper back down.
You got to control the perspective.
Exactly.
And for all the prospects, they should have, like you said,
they should have held on to that shit.
If you don't, it's going to go haywire. Motherfuckers going to be
change
like,
the narrative.
Throw
the
bag
you got to change
the
narrative. Yeah, because they'll market your ass to get whatever dollars they can. You know
shout
mean?
Out to the dirtbags. Change the narrative since.
You know what I mean?
Since been changing the
narrative. We ain't dirty.
Since
we
been
dirty.
Changing. Since been changing.
Yes. Excellent.
Oh, yeah, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? So what the fuck, man? We talked about all kind of shit today, man, on this episode right here, man. It was pretty fun.
A lot of
fucking
shit, man.
Flames P birthday, man. Let's talk about fucking
still a villain.
Not that bomb for that, buddy.
Yo.
Don DeMarco.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to my dog.
Nah, but it's a blessing, my nigga. It's a blessing. Bless up, you know what I mean?
Another year, man. Shit.
It's all love over here.
Still alive in these streets.
Yep.
Fucking these freaks.
Yo.
Got my life together. I'm bullshit.
Man, nah, I hope so, man.
No, he ain't.
Got my life together.
I hope so, man.
Y'all seen that new Deion
Cole yet? He's had shades on this whole episode.
Yeah, I seen it.
Yeah, really?
No longer want to be a villain.
Like, you got shades on this whole episode, really? It's like
I no longer want to be a villain.
Oh, you giving it up?
Getting
oh, you about to okay.
Oh,
sometimes you be the villain long enough to become a hero.
Yo, you about to go save somebody. You about to go save somebody. Go
I
on,
love her.
Go and swoop down, my nigga. Go and swoop down on that bitch. Go and swoop down on a bitch. Scoop a bitch up. Swoop a bitch up.
Diamond Club?
What?
That's how you doing it,
my
yeah. You don't follow strip clubs?
Yes, he do. This nigga lying, bro.
The strippers know what's popping.
Do they?
They do.
I don't know. I don't trust them.
No, like, no. You ain't supposed to like love them.
Strippers gonna lead you astray.
But you and friend them.
Them hoes gonna lead you astray.
They know all the good music.
No, they don't.
They do. They know what's gonna make that booty dance. So
that's all they know.
That's the trend.
That is,
they don't know what the fuck going on outside that club.
Yeah,
they don't know what the fuck going on.
I'm just saying for that sake.
And outside of the club, they cool.
No, outside
of
the club, I'm not saying go get a stripper.
Are you saying for that specific?
And be like, yo, what's my tax bracket type shit? No, no, no.
Man, I mean stripper school, man.
Yeah,
I fuck with strippers, man. I'm just saying.
Hey, I love you, strippers.
Yeah. We should have some strippers on the show strippers. One day. We should have
strippers.
We should have some strippers on one day.
Yeah,
when they get down to the nitty gritty.
Sure.
Yeah, you know
what
I mean.
So what will be the questionnaire for them? Can you spread
how
eagle?
Tight is no.
Can you spread eagle shorty?
That's about the experiences and shit. Like
how low can you actually go?
Like their perspective of the club.
You have a drug.
How many claps per second?
Yeah, have you ever clocked your ass claps? Have you ever clocked your twerk? We're going to clock your twerk today.
Damn.
See how many.
Three claps per
see
second.
See how many revolutions. Yeah, right. See how many
three
revolutions.
Claps per second. We're going to take it scientific.
CPSs. See how many CPSs.
Claps per second.
Which is clap per second.
Slow-mo.
We're going to slow-mo that shit like sports science. Like sports science. It'll
oh
be
my goodness.
Strip science.
Her power level's over 9,000.
Can you show us that upside down pole slide?
Circling that
time?
Shit like NFL highlights.
Yeah.
Like, yo, right here you see this.
You ever seen sports science on ESPN where they like take the athlete and see like when he swing the bat like his impact on the ball and they got a watermelon and shit.
As you can see.
Oh, yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's what we gonna do to them twerks.
By standing on the ball of her heels.
We're gonna slow-mo them twerks and put a quarter on her ass and watch it flip. Watch it flip the quarter and show the quarter in slow motion.
Enables her butt meat.
The centrifugal force with a potential kinetic energy. Expands, pushes the quarter forward, thus showing us her twerk has 12 psi per fluctuation. You understand what I'm saying?
With over 200 clap. Pounds of pressure yes, with each ass
this
clap.
Is stronger. This is stronger than any baby alligator in the Everglades. Her ass is clapping faster than any mature adult bald eagle.
Than any hummingbird. any hummingbird. We call it Twinkle Bell.
Mature.
200 pounds of pressure per clap.
Pressure per clap. Which is the equivalent to a baby elephant fart.
When standing directly 2 inches away from it.
Wow, y'all are wild boys.
We'll blow your head off if you're careful.
This has been another episode.
Which makes Chiquisha one of the dangerous strippers in America.
You've been advised.
And show a nigga in front of her eyes with a helmet on and shit. She twerking.
Oh, shit.
Boosh.
Oh my God.
You see that impact, John? You see that?
This nigga got a concussion off
oh
my
ass.
He's gonna have to sit out some games.
Ass cheek.
You gotta take him in the protocol. CTE protocol.
He's gonna have to sit out some games, John.
He's got a concussion, definitely.
We put a fucking mannequin in the chair and let her twerk on him and shit, and then the mannequin be all fucked up.
Like
be all mangled and shit. We got a computer. Got the fucking. The numbers is going crazy on the computer. Look at the pressure that she applied with her pelvis to his pelvis.
Wow.
By golly,
she
John,
damn near
we
broke
found
him.
Her.
She broke him. She technically broke him.
Guaranteed he broke ACL.
This has never been physically possible until this experience.
FCC safety warning.
Hell no, they can't even sit in the regular chair. Right now. You got shit, one of them baby bouncy chairs. When they put in the doorway and the baby just be bouncing in you can't sit in no regular chair, man. You gotta let the bitch bounce on you. The little baby bouncy chair. You know when they can't stand up, you put them in the doorway and they just be bouncing on the little shit with the strings and shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you put a nigga in and get twerked on by Jakesha.
Yeah.
The most dangerous stripper in America.
3.3 ass
over 200 pounds of twerk pressure.
She's even in the Guinness.
She'll break your man's pelvis in two places. Careful.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
She went goofy foot.
Oh, shit.
That's funny, just telling me.
Yeah, man. It's been fun, man. Y'all motherfuckers, man, thank you for listening to us,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, we had to get goofy at the end.
That was awesome, man. Man, y'all know what we talked about today, man. I'm fucked up. I ain't doing no goddamn recap.
We talked about this and that.
Oh, you gonna do that.
And this and that.
Thank you.
And that and this.
I gave up. I was like, fuck it. I ain't even gonna pretend again.
Nah,
I'm low key fucked up.
We talked about we talked about being a hero, saving motherfuckers.
Dun 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 dun.
Saving hoes.
She don't wanna be saved.
Don't save her. She don't wanna be saved.
You can't save the world.
You can't save these hoes.
You really can't.
When you can't even save yourself.
At the end of the day,
they gotta save themselves.
Save yourself. Save your money. Save your fucking dignity.
Yeah.
You fucking.
I just saved $5,000. Hey, man,
and when you see me in the streets and you want to approach me and talk to me about the podcast, if it ain't nothing positive, save your bullshit for yourself too.
Ooh. Or you can bring it to me, man. Yeah, and we can settle that shit criticism. In the streets.
You can give me some criticism.
Do not approach me in the streets.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't know who the fuck.
Say what you got to say.
You can say it, but
we ain't offending nobody on this shit. So I mean, if anybody got something to say,
I personally think I'm offended a couple people per episode.
For real,
like, I don't give a fuck about offending people.
We should start doing that fucking tally offenses per episode. Like that's one for you.
Everybody too scared to offend somebody now.
I don't give a fuck about offending people.
Yeah,
I feel like if you can't laugh at yourself, you too fucking.
I'm a black dude in America.
Ain't nothing but the truth.
Like straight up. You're I'm a black dude in America. If I got offended at shit, I wouldn't walk outside. Mm. I wouldn't turn on the TV.
Yeah.
Like, shit. Like.
So fuck.
Yeah. I ain't about to get offended easy, man. It's been good, man. Yeah, I appreciate everybody coming, man. Who the fuck we had on the show today, man?
We did what we did.
Well, you already know who this is. Your dog, Flames P.
AKA Mister.
That's a no for me, dog. And your baby mama's favorite.
Wee. It's your boy, Jaffy Moe, AKA Lying Ass Jaff, because I tell the truth.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes, all the time.
All the time.
Sometimes, all the time.
Most of the time, just on time, though.
Yeah.
It's peace. Peace to the gods.
Yeah, man. It's your boy, Olansky One Eye, in person, three eyes, on Instagram.
Yeah.
Y'all know the spiel, man. Keep it real.
Yeah, your boy, JR, you know, J.HCDV on IG. Follow the clothing brand, High Class Dirting Bag. High Class Dirt Bags.
High Class Dirt Bags.
The weed is kicking in. High Class Dirting Bags. High Class Dirt Bag Clothing. High Class Dirt Bag Podcast. And follow the gang. You know where we at. See you next week. Bitch.
Holla, bitch.
Holla,
Damn, man.
I like that.
Man, I ain't even got a chance to do the.
Gotcha, bitch. Oh, damn.
Damn.